USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is announcing its hurricane forecast for this year.
An above normal 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, which would make this year the seventh consecutive above normal season.
NOAA Administrator Rick Spinard saying NOAA believes there will be between 14 and 21 named storms that touch down in the Atlantic throughout the year. More voters are making their voices heard today. Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas all have polls open for primary elections with governor races in all three states. Texas will see several runoffs, including the attorney general facing the nephew of former President George W. Bush. There's also a special election in Minnesota to fill the seat of a late congressman. Both parties will choose their nominees to replace him. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The dangers of human smuggling once again come to light in Mexico. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State, where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. Four others were missing following the accident. Authorities said those who drowned and those rescued were migrants from Honduras.
State Farm is encouraging its agents in Florida to donate books promoting transgenderism to five-year-olds to their local schools or public libraries, according to an email shared by a whistleblower. In a statement to the Washington Examiner, State Farm defended the program, saying it's strictly voluntary and that the strategy of the program has since evolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, Sweden and Finland have officially submitted applications to join NATO. Turkish officials are currently saying they oppose Swedish and Finnish entry into NATO. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg says Russian President Vladimir Putin has not achieved his goals in Ukraine.
He made a big strategic mistake. Because actually I believe... that one of their purposes, one of the stated purposes actually with this invasion of Ukraine, was to get less NATO on Russia's borders.
The former president and former vice president are endorsing two different people in the Peach State.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as he faces a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Perdue is hoping to force Kemp into a runoff after Tuesday night's primary. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Actor Johnny Depp's bid to dismiss his ex-wife Amber Heard's counterclaim is being denied. The counterclaim is alleging Depp's lawyer damaged Heard's career when he accused her of creating an abuse hoax against Depp. Heard's legal team is resting their case, which resulted in Depp's team making the routine motion to dismiss Heard's countersuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.